What's up, boys and girls, wrestling fans of all shapes, ages, and sizes? It is I, Daddy Dangly, the dad bod, Matt Knight, coming at you for the first time on video from the Checkmate Studios on Swanton Pod, the podcast for smart marks. I'm joined tonight by Mr. Roadhouse.
Yes, sir. It's good to be here. It's good to be back in the Checkmate Studios, as well as being my first time video recording. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, get that cherry pop to get it over with.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, yeah. Got some exciting stuff coming up. We've been on a little bit of a hiatus with holidays, kids' sports, and other things getting in the way of stuff. But we're back. We got some stuff coming up for you for the new year. So, yeah. We're going to an event Saturday the 14th put on by NAWA called the Bunkhouse Stampede. Our buddy AJ Frost invited us there. I guess we're going to be doing some heel shit, right?
I think it's a heel shit all day, every day.
Yeah.
There are four really great main matches, but what I'm looking forward to is what the whole event's called.
Yeah, the Bunkhouse Stampede match. So this event, once again, is Saturday, January 14th at the American Legion Hall. That is 401 Main Street Northwest in Lenoir, North Carolina. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the bell time is at 7. Tickets are at the door for $10.
Absolutely. A couple of the matches that are being brought to you on this Saturday, we got one six-man tag team match. That's going to be Dre, Nasty, and Matthews versus Squeaks, the Clown, Fury, and Binge.
Unfortunately, I actually talked to Tony Binge today, first time I've ever talked to him, but I've got some mutual connections to where we know some of the same people, and I was asking if he was going to be at the event. Unfortunately, he will not be there, as his wife has surprised him with a getaway. So I hope he enjoys that, but we are going to have Mr. Tony Binge here in the studio probably sometime in March.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
Is when he's going to come up. He lives very close to us, about 45 minutes away, so we're going to see what we can get him in the studio, pick his brain for some knowledge. He's got over 30 years experience in the pro wrestling business, so he'll be a great guest. He'll be a really great guest.
It'll be cool to talk with him about some of the things he's gotten to do in his career, as well as just being in the wrestling industry for 30 plus years, the wealth of knowledge. Can't wait to pick his brain. Our next match is looking like a four-way tag team match. I've got the Kindred versus Black Society versus the Allens versus Cairo and Zay. Now, I'm going to be very honest. I don't know much about these tag teams, minus what I've spoke to AJ Frost about. But he definitely said that we need to keep our eyes peeled for this one. You know me. You know I love tag team wrestling. I think that this one might, if the Bunkhouse Stampede doesn't, this one might take the show.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to that Bunkhouse Stampede. What that is basically you got 30 men. The winner gets a title shot of their choosing at any time during the year.
The whole year.
The whole year, yeah. And who's the champion? Is that Frosty?
So my buddy AJ Frost is the NAWA television
champion. Gotcha.
Yes, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's Big Donnie who is the NAWA title. And actually, I just fact-checked myself. It is. It's absolutely Big Donnie, which brings me to our next match is when he will be defending the NAWA title. It's going to be Big Donnie. And he will be defending it in a Texas Bull Rope match. And that's going to be against Chris Thunder Anderson.
I'm just looking forward to Dump Truck, man. I've never met anybody named Dump Truck. He better live up to the hype.
Well, so I did look him up. Mr. Frost sent me a little snippet. And I think, minus obviously seeing our buddy AJ, I think that he is who I'm most excited for. It's spelled D-U-M-P space T-R-U-K. Little gangsta redneckish, but like...
He might be related to The Weeknd. You know, that singer, The Weeknd. He's missing a letter there,
he's
too.
He's missing the end. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, so that's cool. We are also going to play a video that Mr. AJ Frost had put out. He has some very harsh words for his opponent. So, here you go.
Happy New Year from your NAWA television champion. You know it's been a great year so far. Everything's going good. And then I get the call from NAWA management. They said, AJ, your next opponent up at our next event, the Bunkhouse Stampede, one of my most favorite events. My opponent, Johnny Ryder, Backwoods Johnny Ryder, with his 30-06. And I'm not even going to front, Johnny. The last two times that we met in the ring, you knocked me out cold. The time before that, you knocked out Michael King and left him laying. But I'm not the same man that I was when you knocked me out. I'm not the same man that I was when we met then, Johnny Ryder. I'm standing before you now, and when we get to the Bunkhouse Stampede, I'll be standing across the ring from you as the reigning and defending champion. So me and you are gonna dance, and the outcome's gonna be different. And then I'm gonna go on, and I'm gonna win the bunkhouse, because that's what I do. I win because I'm too cold to hold. I'll see y'all January 14th.
Well, as you heard from AJ's video, he is indeed too cold to hold. Well, even though he's our friend, Daddy Dangley's in the house and he's too hot to handle. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, AJ Frost, you know, it was cool that we stumbled upon him. What was it? It was about a year and mm-hmm. a half ago now. And I'll be honest with you, I'm all about that heel shit, heel click, right?
Oh, he's good at getting a reaction out of the audience. Man. That's for sure. That is for sure.
And what is so funny is when it's wrestling time, this guy means business, nicest guy in the world outside, but heel click, heel shit, AJ Frost for the win, NAWA champion, or excuse me, television champion, and he will retain this weekend.
Yeah, and we'll be wearing our Swanton Pod shirts. If you want to lean that way real quick, you can see they'll have this logo on it. Come up, say hi, introduce yourself. We love meeting other wrestling fans such as ourselves, and that's what got us into doing this whole podcast thing, is being a pro wrestling fan. We've made some really cool connections and relationships of people in the business and outside, on both backstage and in the ring. So, you know, don't let the mustache fool you. I'm nicer than I look.
I wouldn't push it that far.
Yeah, I am kind of an asshole, but I'm not an asshole like that in public. You know, you got to really get on my bedside. Yeah.
So one thing, I know we're wrapping this up a little bit. One thing I do want to talk about though is this Bunkhouse Stampede, right? So it's giving me Battle Royal over the top rope vibes. I think the one thing that we didn't hit, which I think you said at the very beginning, but we kind of crossed over it a little bit, it is the part that I'm most excited for. It's going to give me that old ECW bring your own. So basically all 30 wrestlers come as they are, bring a weapon. I am super excited to see all the weapons that are brought.
You know, if I was, let's say, to be in a match of this sort, I would just bring one weapon. You know what that weapon would be?
What's that?
Nick Gage.
Nick fucking Gage or just Nick Gage?
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna go that far, but like, I'm just gonna bring Nick Gage and say, "Here's my weapon," and I'm gonna get a seat in the front row and see what happens.
So, Daddy Dangley, what's your weapon that you're hoping to see?
You know, I'm a chair shot guy, man. But tables, ladders, and chairs, I want to see a weed eater, man. I really want to see a freaking weed eater
in person. Weed eater would be cool.
Yeah. I've seen Dean Ambrose, John Moxley. I've seen him take one, and that the blood spatter just looked brutal.
I'm wanting to see the good old fashioned pizza cutter.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right across the forehead.
It's so cringe to me because I've cut myself with pizza cutter so many times. It's just
hurts. It's awful.
I would almost rather see a circular saw blade used than a pizza cutter.
It's gonna be a cleaner cut and a faster cut, but
I'm talking like not even just on the circular saw, I'm talking about just the blade.
But, just right across the forehead.
Yeah, just or ninja starred if somebody, just, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but man, I'm be honest, you know, we've been really attending some of these indie shows. Probably the best times of my life. Some of the absolute best wrestling that we've seen. And I'm talking out of all wrestling.
Yeah, and I would say go see a local show, especially while we're waiting to see if Hulk Hogan is going to be a real Saudi Arabian. Fight for the right Arabian.
You're cut off.
All right. Yeah.
No, but guys, hey, this Saturday, please come support NAWA. Support our buddy AJ Frost. Come out. Check us out. Check the NWA out. I'm excited for a super fun night of wrestling. I'm excited for weapons. I'm excited for, we got two title matches. And really, I'm just excited to see all of you guys' face as well as a great night of wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. I think there might be a few faces that we see that are going to be more familiar than not, too. So that'd be cool to catch up with some guys we haven't seen in a long time.
Absolutely.
But anyway, thank you guys for listening. And remember, pro wrestling is for everybody.
Everyone.
Because tonight will be the night that I will fall for you over again.